of the indoors.
We can eat with knives and forks.
We can eat with knives and forks.
We can laugh and dance and sing.
We can laugh and dance and sing.
But we won't, cause it's not our thing. Welcome to the Door Counts Podcast. Just relax and we'll have a big blast. And soon, in this podcast.
Welcome to the Dorktowns Podcast 17. We're almost grown up. One of Motown's best-selling groups, the Four Tops, with a Holland Dozier Holland composition, Seven Rooms of Gloom from 1967. Next up is Minnie Riperton, who died way too early of cancer at the age of 31. She had a worldwide hit with the high-pitched song Loving You. You know, the one with all the birds whistling in the background? On her first album, Come to My Garden, is a beautiful song, Les Fleurs. Parts of this song are used in a TV commercial over here, and I hate when it happens. It seems that everything has to be commercialized nowadays. I'd like to keep these songs for myself and, of course, the people who listen to the Dorktowns podcasts. The rest of the world should stick with Beyoncé.
Within, he finds beauty and power.
Now it's time for some strange, mysterious sounds by some bands with strange, mysterious band names.
Strange, mysterious sounds makes my head spin round, round. I'm losing my mind. Sometimes I feel without hope.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la.
I'm at the end of life's road.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la.
I'm losing my mind.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la.
I'm losing my mind.
Bike Drivers with Strange Mysterious Sounds, The Cherry Slush with I Cannot Stop You, a song that was also accidentally recorded by the Dorktones, and The Cosmic Camel with the Suzanne Love Mirage. Back to real life now with a smash flop single from 1969 from the great late Del Shannon, right after the commercial break.
Come alive.
What's the word? Pepsi. Anywhere, everywhere, everybody asks for and drinks Pepsi-Cola for its swinging taste. Pepsi's what's going on, and you know it. So go ahead, spread the word.
Come alive. You're in the Pepsi generation. You're in the Pepsi generation.
Far off in the distance, I can hear
Lee Rogers from Detroit, but not on a Motown label, though it sounds like it is, with I Want You to Have Everything. And from New York, this is Marie Knight with You Lie So Well.
My phone's been ringing right off of that hook in the hall. There isn't a day goes by that I don't get a call.
You've been seen in certain places.
Keep
the Chords from Summer in Wisconsin with Chords Incorporated. And next up is Sounds Incorporated, who are a six-piece English outfit and started in the early 60s. They backed a lot of touring American artists in England, as well as Cilla Black. And Brian Epstein signed them, and they opened for the Beatles at the Shea Stadium concert. The tune is named Sounds Like Locomotion. Again, especially for our drummer Peter. Unhappy Girl from their 1967 album Strange Days. Peter drew the flyers and posters for the Primitive Festival, which will be held here in Rotterdam at the end of the month. The headlining will be Liars from Boston in their original lineup, which Peter wrote down as The Liars, and he had to change that in Liars or there would be big trouble. Anyway, from one of the best retro garage records that ever been made from 1983, not like the other one. Another band that will be performing at that festival are the Masonics, the band from former Milkshakes man Mickey Hampshire. Ooh poo padoo.
Whoa!
Stop trying.
bottle of gin. Last night I got loaded on a bottle of gin, on a bottle of gin. So I feel alright, feel alright, feel alright, feel alright. Night before last I got loaded on a bottle of whiskey, on a bottle of whiskey.
From New Orleans, and our last tune this week, another instrumental by the Imperials called Chinese Checkers. You can find a playlist for this podcast on our website, by the way. You can drop us a note there also, which we really like you to do. Comments, requests, love letters, anything. Until next time, bye bye.
One more time, Chinese Checkers, take one.